I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The inaugural Bernstein and Rahimi Show Tournament of Greatness champion has been crowned. Terry Bors.
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
The only question I had were your netminders.
Terry Bors has won. Terry has defeated the love of a dog.
Congratulations to Terry Bors.
Less cares about mankind.
There's no Tampa Bay Bay's equivalent in baseball.
And as I start to reach for the crap, Cappy grabs the crap. He grabs the...
Way to go, Terry.
I got it.
Bernstein and Rahimi, middays 9 a.m. to noon on 670 The Score.
Terry Bors is on the Alpamonte Nissan Hotline. Alpamonte Nissan on North Avenue in Melrose Park, or at apnissan.com. I only have two words. Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Congrats. You're the winner. You won a tournament.
Well, thank you. Hi, Layla. How are you?
Terry, it's so nice to hear from you. I want to ask for your blessing on this show because everybody misses you. Congratulations on the win.
Well, thanks, and you absolutely have it. You've got a terrific partner. He may not seem like it, you know, sometimes at the outside dealing with listeners, but he really is a good guy deep down. Even though, because I mean, he carried my silly ass for 17 years, so I'm grateful for that. But hey, and you know, I'm one of the few guys I believe now in the world. Now I've beaten a dog and eaten a dog, so I think that's pretty good.
That somebody actually made that point too, that here he's defeating for the love of a dog and then tells the famous story about your Korean adventure. Was it Downey and Mike Bauman?
It was just me and Ron Rappaport. The note that, because I didn't willing to speak a lot of the language while I was there. I knew nothing. So he had a note. And he gave it to the guy, and he said, the guy was from Ichiwan, the crazy thing where they were giving you $10 for a Rolex that I did quit when it got to the airport. But he sent a note with us and said, give my friend a good dog meal. So we took it to this guy that saw it, and he gave us a good dog meal. I had one little piece, so I did try it, because people say, did you really? Yes. Yes, I did. Awful. Oh, God. There's no way to describe how awful that is. And they do it because it supposedly makes you perform better after you're married. That's when you have it, the night of your before your wedding and your honeymoon. That's when you're supposed to eat dog.
I thought that was maybe it was Vietnam, where I remember Anthony Bourdain's show. It was the same legend, but it was cobra blood. Like they actually Like, it was the same kind of deal. It's like some back alley place, and you have to have a password, and it's they take a live king cobra and they bleed it out. You're supposed to drink that, and it does the same thing and gives you the power of a locomotive.
So yeah, that's what this was. It gave me the power to be sick. I never ate anything like this. Rap did better at it than I did, but he didn't eat very much, because when you walk in and you see a guy cutting up a dog, that's not really how you want to start your afternoon. He's cutting up a dog. But they made him stop. It's like a lot of things they do at Olympics to make the town appear, the city rather, just to appear more beautiful and lovely and just go out and see it and all that stuff, because they hit all this stuff. That's why you had to have this. It's a whole section of town where you can go eat a dog. There's a whole bunch of them. They're building after building.
That sounds like it might be an entry in your tournament of bad, though. Would you consider that a tournament of bad entry?
Yeah, see, Terry could win that, too.
I was thinking about that, and after I talked to Jay yesterday, and I'm thinking, holy crap, now I because I'll never, you know, there's some things in life, some things you want to forget, and some things you kind of want to forget, but you don't. And that's one of them. I mean, that's a long damn time ago. That's in 1988. So, I mean, that's a long time ago, in between dog meals. But the weirdness of it, and the guy didn't tell you. I learned this from a cab driver because I asked him about it. I was asking everyone. We took the train, and we just went around, and we're complete idiots. I mean, that's basically – so I wanted to hold up the American tradition.
Well, speaking of things that you want to forget about, have you followed through with not paying attention to the Bears? Because this would be a great time to not pay attention to the Bears.
I have. I watched them a little bit last year, but in terms of paying attention to them, no. I see the Tribune every day through the e-Tribune, and but I really don't read the Bears stuff, even though I think they're terrific writers. I think the guys that are covering the Bears Tribune are really, really good. Dan Weidover and that, they're really, really good. But no, I can't take it. It's just dumb beyond belief. I mean, how many bad Bears teams did we have in the 17 years we were together?
All of them.
We had some good ones, though, too. We had a Super Bowl one. But, I mean, it just goes on and on. Can you find somebody who knows what they're doing?
They don't seem to.
Is that that hard?
They don't want to.
They don't want to.
Andy Dalton is here to fix all the problems. That's what we've been told.
Oh, God. Unless he's a plumber. I mean, I don't know what he's going to fix. I think anybody that watched Andy talk over his career is already like, oh. So I just don't understand. I watch all these teams and maneuver around and do it to get what they want and just kind of are smart about what they do, draft smartly, and do things. And the Bears draft is just a nightmare most of the time. What does he have left of the guys he's drafted? Is it Roquan Smith? Is that it?
Tariq Cohen.
I mean, of any use to you?
If you're talking about first-round picks?
Yeah.
Oh, the first, yeah.
Kevin
it's
White.
Roquan Smith. Trubisky's gone.
Gone.
Alshon Jeffrey.
No, Kevin
gone.
White.
Kevin White's White gone. Yeah,
Alshon wasn't his. That was...
Oh, Alshon was previous. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a second
round. Charles Leno's previous, so he doesn't count. He wasn't a pace guy.
That's what I mean. Where are his... Where
two draft
they?
Picks went to Khalil Mack.
Yes. Oh. Thank God for that. That's something he tried to do right, and it worked for a little bit. I don't know how good he is anymore, but he just can't. I mean, how can you have a guy running a football team that can't find a player? I could do that.
This is why I asked this in transition. It's exactly the question I was asking. We were talking to Mully and Haw. What about now? But now you have actual baseball back. Like you're the rhythm of your baseball season is back. So I don't know if you're up late watching West Coast games and doing what you've always done or following your beloved Tampa Bay Rays. But we're gonna have a semblance of an actual baseball season.
It looks good, yeah. And Tampa's pretty good. Tampa's still pretty good. I mean, they lost a little bit, but in that dumb move last year will never be forgiven. But It was because I noticed even got Aaron Rodgers about to move his coach made in the playoff game on Jeopardy. Because the guy's final answer,
brilliant.
He didn't know the question. He said, who didn't want to go for the touchdown? I think is how we put it. Who decided to kick the field goal? Was his Jeopardy final answer. So that's sort of where I am with that. What are you?
Our two-day champion on the end. Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal? That is a great question. Should be correct, but unfortunately for this game today, that's incorrect.
He should be catching me running the Bears. I'll take anybody by Ryan Pace. Oh, for the love of God. That's great. But that's the sort of thing that keeps me amused. Baseball is nice to be back in the rhythm of baseball, and I'm trying to keep an eye on the Chicago teams, which would be hard to know if I'm actually in Chicago. But and the White Sox, I think, are going to be okay. I think the White Sox are fine, and I thought they would be, and I think they will be. So I think you, Mr. White Sox, will have a playoff. We'll have a playoff team again. So I think it'll be fine.
Hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope that Tim Anderson comes back. I hope that Tony La Russa can stay out of his own way and know when to challenge a play and understand what's going on in the moment. And I just hope that he's not an issue going forward. But it just makes it made it tough to enjoy everything in a way that I was expecting to.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I completely understand that. I mean, I remember we talked when we were hired, if you recall, we talked. And it was like, what are you doing? What in the world are you doing? But It's painful because I just don't, you know, I never really liked him. He didn't like me, so we had nothing but friction for the time that he was here, and that's fine. I don't mind that. I had friction with plenty of guys, but I was hoping that maybe he'd mellowed out and just change, just manage the game, and it's easy enough to understand, I think. But maybe apparently not. You don't sound like you're really confident. You don't sound like you're sure.
No one is. No one's sure. There's too many questions about how this is going to play out over the 162. I don't know. I guess I should be more optimistic because they've loaded up with so much talent.
Well, they're loaded with players, though. That's the one thing. I just don't want him to get in their way too much. I mean, I know he's going to get in their way, but they're just loaded with guys. I mean, I think they're going to be fun for a long time. I could be wrong, though. I've been known to be wrong many, many times, but I think they'll be fun for a long time. And besides, now I have greatness forever.
you are the winner of greatness. There is no doubt about that. Dan, should we run down the list of what Terry beat in order to become the champion?
Terry's path to victory? Yeah.
You were the one seed. Well, no, you were the two seed. You were the two seed in the listener region. The one seed was Doug Buffon.
My guy, yep.
So Doug, and we knew this was going to be a problem going in because nobody wanted to pit you two against each other in any sort of way. So that wasn't great. And Dan's number one seed was Bacon. So you beat Doug Buffon and you beat Bacon to advance to the championship game. And out of my bracket, the one seed was baseball. And the love of a dog beat baseball. And then you beat the love of a dog.
Love of a dog beat baseball?
Yeah. I don't understand it either.
Oh, my God.
Well, the love of a dog beat vaccines.
We really something. We're quite a people. We're something.
Are you watching any Bulls basketball?
I have not seen them. No, I have no access to Bulls basketball here, and they have not been a national game that I'm aware of. What do you think? Is it better?
Yeah, check it out. It's definitely the last couple games, especially, is they redid the offense around this big fella Vooch, and you're
good.
Yeah, you're enough of a basketball nerd to appreciate what they're doing.
Good. Well, I thought that was, you know, I got some blowback on that. I just saw some blowback on Billy Donovan. What are you talking about? He knows what he's doing. I mean, not every coach who sits in the NBA chair is going to win a championship. You can watch the teams play and know if he can coach or not, for the love of God. And besides that, we have a connection because I was going to the Final Four, and I can't remember which one it was, but Billy Donovan's team was there. They were in it.
87.
'87. And I sat next. I had no idea who it was. I get in a plane, you sit down, right? It was Billy Donovan's father. So we had I saw him looking at stuff and figuring out, and I said, I take it you're going to the tournament. He said, yeah, my son's playing. I said, well, who's that? He said, Billy Donovan. And we had just a great conversation. We had like 2.5 hour flight or whatever it was, as I recall. We had a great conversation. What a terrific guy. So I'm always going to be in Billy Donovan's corner. Always, always, always. So, I mean, his dad was just great. I'm sure he's passed by now. He's a fairly old man, I would think. But he was just great. He was not an idiot. He wasn't pushy. He wasn't preachy about any of it. He just talked basketball, and he knew the game. He knew the game. So anyway, I had no doubt that he was going to have the Bulls playing better than the clown that was there. So there's no question. I don't know. They're a little short of players here and there, but I knew he was better than the clown. See, that's all I knew at this point in my life. I know he's better than him.
What's taking up your time in Tampa now? Like, Florida's wide open for business, I know, but it doesn't mean everybody's out doing everything. So, I don't think you're in Ybor City every night. Just is there stuff for you to bet on? I mean, can you just sort of have like the Johnny Morris life and stand there in a pork pie hat down by the rail?
Oh yeah, you can do that. Yeah, Tampa Bay Downs is about a half hour drive from where I'm at. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going Saturday. So, once in a while, not as often as I used to, but once in a while. I kind of got the urge this week with the Derby coming up and all the prep's over and all that. And Stan from Bellwood sent me an email. And
cool.
I'm back in the, I thought, you know what, that's what I'll do. There's a great new restaurant over there we haven't tried. So I'm going to go to the restaurant and then we'll go to Tampa Bay Downs and I'll give away more money. Because it's a dump. Really, but I mean, it's just not what you'd expect it to be in Florida with some of the beautiful racetracks, but still not great, but it's okay.
As bad as Northville in Detroit?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
It's dingy, and yeah, it's just, it still looks like it's 1926. So, yeah, it's not much. I don't know if they've done anything. I've been there in a little bit, but it sure could use something. It sure could use something. But, yeah, I still do those stupid things. And we, because of my back, I'm a little bit limited. But we still get around and see a little bit of the sights here and there. And you can see my voice still sucks. So I've been taking stuff from my voice, and that hasn't worked. So I think people just want me to shut up after – 25 years of the score, just shut up.
Quite the opposite, I'm afraid. They voted you the champion of the Tournament of Greatest, after all. We have a Twitch stream blowing up wanting to watch this segment where we're talking to you, and everybody's listening. It's awesome to have you on.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Layla. It's very nice. And like I say, I know you'll be great, and he's he isn't what he seems to be. I'm sure that's he's not that guy. For years, I argued the point. I said, no, he's not. No, he's not. So, and I think I was right.
I will do my best to carry that baton. But, Terry, if there's anything you want to see go on that you had on your show, I'm learning. This is new for me. So I am all ears. We are just happy to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Layla. And nice to talk to you guys as well. And I'm going to celebrate.
Good. Confetti.
You know what today is, by the way? My second COVID shot.
Yay! This is my wife is getting her second today. My second is Thursday.
My wife.
So, good times all around. Congrats on that, and good health and much love. Give Peach a big hug and a smooch.
I will. Back to you guys as well. So thanks, and greatness is too strong for me, but I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Good to hear from you.
And I speak for everybody listening, and we say always good to hear from you as well. That,
amen,
is the legend. That is Terry Bores.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.